Yo, man, welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson. Hey, man, listen, in this episode, I want to talk about men, toxic masculinity, and how to deal with our emotions. A lot of us, man, I'm going to just get straight into it. A lot of us, man, we grew up as men. We were always taught to bury shit. But emotions work a little different, man. When you bury your emotions, at some point in time, they're gonna come back up. I'm on the fly. Just pop the squat. But listen, man. Why is it that men can't cry? Or if they do cry, they get called soft or weak or a bitch. I've done it to people. People have done it to me. I've been on both ends. And I just be sitting sometimes. I just be thinking, you know, I told y'all I think a lot. Why is that? Is it something that's in our DNA where I know men are supposed to be strong and, but damn, we can't let our emotions out? And you wonder why people are, and I've said this in the last podcast, you wonder why these men are hyper-violent and hyper-sexual, want to just, you know, whatever. I've been that, been both. But I realize, and I'm speaking for myself, that when you hold in those emotions like that, that's what happens, man. It comes out as toxicity. It comes out as toxicity, man, because it's something that you shouldn't have been holding in the first place. You should not have been holding those emotions in. And I understand some of us, man, we were just raised that way. We just came up that way. You know, we might have had fathers that were super, super tough guys, you know, especially black. I know some of y'all listening probably aren't black. You might don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Because in the community we grew up in, and the way things have been for black people in this country, the men had to be hard. You had to be hard. You had to survive this shit. So that shit was passed down in the black community. That's why I personally believe that toxic masculinity is at an all-time high in minority communities, black communities, Mexican, Latino communities, because when we came to this country, we were exiled. We were put in places, sucked out the resources. Y'all know what this is. But I feel like it's something that's passed down. It's passed down to us physically, emotionally, DNA, you know what I mean? Like, it's in us to have this way of holding shit in, being tough, being a... That's why you see all these little drill rappers out here. All these little drill rappers out here. Everybody want to be a tough guy. Everybody want to have ops. Everybody want to beef. Everybody want to... And it's crazy because that's what you see online. That's like when you look at videos online, the videos that talk about, and I'm speaking for men, the videos that get a lot of attention be the ones that are like negative. Those are the ones that get all the attention, the ones that are negative, the ones that got the guns and the women bent over, shaking their ass, chains and tattoos and gold teeth and they jumping around. I told y'all before, man, I'm not letting my daughter mess with no dude like that. I don't care what she say. Not happening. I wouldn't say I was like that, but I was a little rough around the edges. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little rough around the edges coming up, you know. Sorry about the audio, I'm on the fly. But yeah, man, I just wish that, not saying everybody got to be soft or weak, anything like that. You know, actually, People don't realize expressing your emotions in a healthy way. Expressing your emotions is actually strength. It's a key to growth. And I'm not saying you gotta whine and be all, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Just when you feeling something, just express it in a healthy way. Deal with it in a healthy way. It's okay to show tears. You know, I was one of those guys, again, got joked on for crying and joked on people for crying. You know what I mean? I've been on both ends of it. So I understand. A lot of times, man, it's self-esteem issues within people, within men. It's their own, they laugh at shit like that because it's their own sadness. It's their own self-esteem. It's the fact that they know they're not at that level yet, spiritually, where they can say, "It's all right, man. Pat that homie on the back. It's good, bro. It's cool, man. You're going to be all right." And then don't talk shit about them later on. When, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real. Don't, you know what I mean? Don't be there for your homie and then, man, he was crying. Nah, man, don't do that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. I've done that and I've had it done to me. You know, just being a man, because again, you're confused about how you should be. You know, that's why all these I feel sorry for these young guys, man. Like, it always been kind of bad in the neighborhoods that we grew up in, but now it's televised. The war, what Vaughn say? The war is televised now. So now it's like you got people in Virginia and Texas and Florida and New York saying they got ops. How you got ops? How you got, you know, you nowhere near Chicago. You nowhere near it. And now everybody got ops. Everybody op now. Op. Like, come on, man. Take something fucking positive and make that hot. Take something cool and make that hot. Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit is old as hell, bro. That shit is old, bro. Like, I can't believe that these young men get influenced by that bullshit. And then, oh, nah, I got ops now. Now I got, oh, come on, man. Be for real. Be for real, man. Get a fucking job. Get you a hustle. You know what I'm saying? I understand. I'm from the hood. I get it. Get you a hustle. Car detailing, cleaning cars, car delivery, trash pickup. That, you know, some sort of, like if people that live in certain neighborhoods or luxury places, you know, they set their trash outside, go pick their trash up for them and charge them a fee. You know, car detail, clean vehicles, clean buildings. Get you a cleaning company. You could pay like $5 to $10,000, get you a cleaning company, or you could spend $1,000 on your own cleaning products and just start promoting yourself. Promote yourself online, but you gotta really know what you're doing. You gotta really have attention to detail. You know what I mean? It's just like, why? See what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's easy to do the negative shit, but the positive shit, that's the journey. See, that negative shit is easy. It's easy to beef for the nigga on the corner. It's easy to get a gun and get a strap and then, yeah, this is where I'm from. Y'all from over, da, 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 da. You know, and I'm from the hood, man. So I understand that sometimes shit really do be deep. Shit really do be ugly like that, man. Like, shit get twisted real quick, man. But it's like, I blame myself for this. Not being able to talk to people, not being able to have a conversation. But you know, it's crazy because sometimes when you try to have dialogue, it don't even matter because everyone's already so hot, you can't have dialogue. So I hear a lot of people say, you know, why can't people talk it out? And listen, there's so much pain and trauma in the Black community, so much frustration, so much anger, so much sadness, that people ain't got time to fucking sit around and talk it out. They just ready to go. They had enough, they fed up, they're angry, and they're ready to go. So I think that, you know, I see a lot of people try to come together and do something for the Black community, but man, that shit run deep. I believe it start with therapy. You can't just go and tell somebody what to do and they'll do it. You can't just go in a poverty-stricken neighborhood and tell these guys that got all this trauma and anger and rage within them, oh man, just change. It's a mindset, man. As hard as it is for them, it's comfortable. In a weird way, it's hard to understand, but like, as hard as it is, you get so used to dealing with hard times, and you just become this person that's angry, toxic person because your life been nothing but hard times. So it's like, I think it starts with therapy, and if you listen to this, man, when I say therapy, not even necessarily going to see a therapist. It's just talking to somebody that's, you can't have somebody that's too biased because all they're going to do is agree with you and probably give you some shit advice. You really need to talk to somebody that's open-minded and understanding, has a clear mind, not high as hell, not drunk as hell, not on any type of drugs. You need to talk to somebody that has a clear conscience. You need to talk to somebody that's not narcissistic, not full of themselves, not egotistical, not self-centered. You need to talk to somebody, man. You need to find you somebody that's just aware, self-aware of who they are in life, self-aware of where they want to go, self-aware of all of their faults and shortcomings, and that, just an open book type of person. You need somebody that's going to understand how to be quiet when you're talking. Because a lot of times when you try to vent, people jump in and cut you off, and they're not really giving you that time to vent, because venting is also a part of that healing process. You know what I mean? So I think what guys need to do is, the barbershop's cool if you want to relate to someone, but I think what a lot of us need to do is understand that we're broken and that we have a shit ton of trauma, but we still kings and we're killing ourselves. What Meek Mill say? We the new KKK. Kings killing kings. We the new KKK. I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel some type of way about racism in this country. I feel some type of way about, you know, shit like that. And that needs to get fixed. But let's be real. You think they sitting back laughing at us because of our trauma, our pain. They don't understand the reason why people get shot and killed in the neighborhood is because of the trauma. We don't know how to deal with the trauma. Again, hyper-violent. These people, us people have been through so much that a lot of people never felt. They never felt it, man. So it's like they will never understand. So the only people that understand is us, bro. Ma'am, bro, whoever listening. The only people that understand is us. So it's up to us to fix it. We can't keep pointing the finger at the white man. Trust me. I get it. I know. Trust me. I work around some. Man, let me tell you, I've been through it. I've been through the racist shit. But at the same time, I think we'll get a lot more respect from the world. Not just the white boy, but from the world. If we pull ourselves up, man, and understand we're hurt people. Before you run and grab the gun, think, okay, hold on, wait. You know how this, you know how this shit gonna end. Disparity, no fathers. It's a lot of trauma, man. It's a lot of trauma, man. So it's like, I just asked that question, like, why can't we show emotions? Especially after everything we've been through in this country. We have been through so much shit in this country, man. It's like, we're the ones that should be expressing ourselves the most in a positive way. I understand their music. I understand the hip-hop. I understand the dressing, the swag. But I think there's a lot of other things that internally that we need to cope with. We need to really, and it's going to sound weird, I said this before, we need to pamper ourselves, men and women. We need to pamper ourselves. We need to get some therapy. And we need to understand that, you know, this journey to coping with our pain it's not an easy one. And I think that's what a lot of us want. We want an easy path forward. But it's not going to be an easy path forward, man. But we have to be able to understand. And I'm in the process of doing this now. This is why I'm saying this. And everything I'm saying on here, I'm saying to myself. We have to understand that this process, this journey that we're going to go through, it's going to be hell. But you just got to stand in it and understand and know that, okay, once I get through all this bullshit, I'm going to be a lot better off. But you just got to go through it. And it's scary because you're facing yourself. You're facing your flaws. You're facing your downfalls. You're facing your shortcomings. You're facing all the things that you've been suppressing and putting to the side and trying to ignore and get rid of. And nah, I'm good. Da, 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 da. It's, you got to face it, man. If you want to heal, if you want to, what do they say? You got to live who you aren't to live who you are. Something like that. One of those quotes. You got to be who you aren't to find out who you are. Something like that, man. But that's true. That's true, man. I'm on this journey of figuring out what I need to do in life, what I need to do to help people. Can I help people? Should I help people? Am I ready to help people? Am I ready to face my emotions? Am I ready to deal with this shit? And it's scary because as a man, you know, people gonna joke you and laugh at you, but it's like, man, it's like we all gonna go to the same ground one day. One day we all gonna stop breathing. And it's gonna be over with. Yeah, and it won't even matter anymore. It won't even matter anymore. Look how many people lived and died before we were even thought about being born. And imagine how many people are gonna be born after we done been dead and gone for 100 years. So it's like, it really doesn't even matter. It really doesn't even matter, man. I think the best thing for us to do as men is to be honest with ourselves and say, listen, I'm hurt, I'm broken, I need some fixing. And I'll say it, I'm hurt, I'm broken, I need some fixing. I got so much shit that I suppressed, I can't suppress it no more, man. If I keep suppressing this shit, I'm gonna hurt myself or I'm gonna hurt somebody. And if I hurt somebody, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to prison. And if I hurt myself, 9 times out of 10, my family will lose everything. Even though I feel like I'm this and I'm that, but if I do something to hurt myself, man, I'm gonna break a lot of people. So it's like, instead of being selfish about your pain, you gotta face it. Because if you don't, it's gonna lead you down a dark, dark path, man. Look at all these little gangbanging niggas now. They dying, man. These dudes dying. They getting time. They getting years, man. That shit ain't cool. And it's like, listen, we get it. You from that shit. We get it. We know. You don't gotta keep saying the same thing. Oh, we get it. We understand. You a hurt person. But like, it's just crazy to me, man. Like, and I'm speaking on those black men, these young black men. It's like, man, it's like we not afraid to die, but we afraid to live. That's the thing. You got all these young dudes out here that's ready to die. I ain't scared to die. I do this. I shoot this. I kill this. I do this. I got a body this. And it's like, and it's not all of us. But when I get on Instagram and when I search for music and yada, 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 I'm seeing a lot of that shit. And again, it's not all black men. It's a lot of us that's doing good, but you won't hear about us. Because we ain't jumping on the internet trying to be noticed, like goofy shit, you know? Positive shit, cool, but the goofy shit, nah, you know? So it's just like, man, I'm on here to ask the question, what are we going to do? Again, I asked this question in the last podcast about whatever I was talking about, but like, what are we going to do? What can we do? What can I do? What can you do? But it doesn't start with everybody else. It starts with you. And that's why I'm here now. Because I realize this shit can save somebody. I hope it touches someone, you know? Someone, one person, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of at that point in my life, and, you know, I'm still going through it. I still have my times where I want to be alone and left alone. I still have my times where I get angry and mad and frustrated. I still have those times where I snap. Not snap, go off, but like I'm snappy. You know what I'm saying? I'm real snappy, like, because my wife, oh man, she'll tell you all my bullshit. You know, I got debt. I'm not good with finances. Never been good with money. I'll tell you, I'm in a hell of a process right now. Shit is hard. But I get on here and talk because this is my form of therapy. Like when I'm feeling hurt, when I'm feeling a little lost and sad and shit like that, I get on here, man. I just talk. See, I'm the only one on here. I don't got no script. I don't got no notes. I'm just on the fly, taking a break, about to get off work in a bit. Everything's done. We just kind of, everybody's on break. I kind of slid off to just talk about this. You know? Listen, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think, man. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is Traumafied Podcast. Hey, I'm going to talk to y'all.